5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Sunday, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here on a Memorial Day weekend. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin on the other side. Angel, I am so excited for our guests today. What are you thinking?
The best way I can put it in the greatest perspective is I feel as if the phrase should be said, when you feel like stopping, you think about why you started. The harder the workout, the greater the feeling of accomplishment.
That's right.
Angel, you did nothing but confuse everyone. So Croc Nation, let me be a little clearer. So as you all know, we are on episode 2 of our exercise module for cancer survivors. Last week, we did a great job going into a general introduction. I think we gave you guys 25 different options on how you could start some exercise. So you're going through your cancer treatments, you're in your survivorship, and all of a sudden you really feel terrible and you have all the side effects of treatment and you don't recognize yourself and you just don't feel like yourself. And where do you start? And we talked about walking and we talked about all sorts of different things. And I promised you that we were going to talk about different aspects of exercise. And today we're going to be talking about a very unpopular aspect of exercise, something that I've tried to avoid my entire life. And that's called high intensity training and strength training, both of which sadly I have to share with you are probably two of the most scientifically recognized parts of exercise that are advantageous for your long-term health. Joining us today are two people who own a local CrossFit gym in Middletown, New York, called CrossFit Take Back. And I will say that Angel and I are both members of that gym. And out of the 300 members or however many hundred members that are there, I am pleased to report that Angel and I are the second to last and last CrossFitters in that gym. So let's introduce Angel, Lori and Buddha. God bless you. Thank you for joining us, guys.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And I asked Buddha or Michael, whatever you'd like to be called, Buddha to me. You are Buddha. You are Buddha both in your nickname and metaphorically you are our Buddha at 5:45 in the morning. I also had the privilege of taking care of Michael's dad, who was one of the most courageous survivors I've ever met in my 35-year career. Thank you for the trust in letting me take care of your blessed father. And I think he should be recognized on this Memorial Day. Thank you very much, Buddha.
Thank you. Thank you.
So guys, we mentioned CrossFit, and again, this is not an episode to tell everybody to join CrossFit. There are many different gyms that have the same idea, but give me a background on how you both found fitness to make it your life's passion. I know kind of Lori's story, but actually, Buddha, I don't even know your story. I think you might have some background, a big background in fitness, but why don't you start?
Oh, you want me to start? So I started because after I had my 4 kids, I found that I couldn't walk up the driveway without being out of breath to check the mail. And I just kind of hit a point where I knew something had to change because I wasn't comfortable in my body, just how it felt to move. So I started running, and I would run 1 telephone pole length and I'd walk 2. And I'd run 1 and I'd walk 2. And then eventually I got better and better where I could run 4 telephone pole lengths and walk 1. So I started signing up for half marathons, and I actually failed at the Celebrate Life half marathon race. I finished it very poorly, and I went to see a nutritionist, and he said, frankly, you're just not strong enough to run. And he said, you know, what kind of strength training do you do? And I said, I don't do any, I just run. And he said, well, if you want to be a good runner, you need to fix that. So that was how I joined CrossFit. And I really was hooked instantly. It was always different. And the community aspect where you're working out with a group of people, so you can't quit, whether it's your pride or just, you know, other people are depending on you in a workout. And it kind of took off from there.
Awesome. And Buddha, how about you?
My fitness journey pretty much started when I was a young kid. In grade school, I played basketball. It was one of my favorite sports growing up. I was kind of like the underdog in the team. I was the short little round kid in the team. I had to tailor my game against other opponents. So a lot of kids were obviously taller than me, but the one thing that I was is that I was stronger. So I would use, more of my body weight to push them out to grab rebounds and shoot outside shots because, you know, I always got to the spot of the floor where I know that I can make a shot. High school, I played football for about 2 years, but it was more for something that I just kept myself active. So after high school, I went into like a more of a life of, just going out, hanging out with friends, making a lot of bad decisions in life. And all along on the back end of everything, my father's father was diabetic. So, you know, at that point in my life, I didn't think about anything about, blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. I didn't care about anything. So my father always told me, you should be like your grandfather and exercise. My grandfather would exercise every day, twice a day. In the morning and in the evening, he would run 6 to 7 miles on his treadmill. All my friends used to make fun of me because they'd be like, I just saw your grandfather exercise. He goes, how come you're not like your grandfather? I'm like, well, I just don't want to be. So being a smoker and everything, as I grew older, I knew that I couldn't continue the life that I was going. I was going downhill very quick. And just before, as my grandfather died back in 2007, my cousin, who got me into this fitness lifestyle, was a personal trainer and also a facility director back in New Jersey. And he would always be on me about trying to exercise and live a better life. And I truly, honest, owe it to him, to my grandfather, and to my father to this day, to where I am today. So after my grandfather passed, my cousin tried to convince me. He goes, hey, just why don't you start running? So I started running. And just like Lori's story, I started running, 10Ks, 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. And there was to a point where I plateaued, where I'm like, this is, I need something a little bit more variety. So I went on my phone one day, I Googled CrossFit, and a gym came up in the area. And the minute I put in my phone number, the coach there picked up the phone, told me, hey, why don't you come in and give it a try? Like everyone else, I gave it a try. First week, I said to myself, what am I doing to myself? This is too much. This hurts. But the community that was around, the people that were around in the gym itself made this journey so much easier. So I was never a 5 o'clock person in the morning. I would wait till 9:30, 11:30, or even go in the afternoon. But once I started at that gym, I just grabbed on to this 5:30 a.m. class. And I went every day religiously until CrossFit Take Back opened up. And to this day, you can see I am the 5:45 coach in the morning. I'm the morning person here. Took a lot of discipline to do it, but I'm very happy in myself that I was able to change my lifestyle. At some point I was over 300 pounds doing before I even started fitnessing. And now, I'm at a manageable weight. My blood work is okay. Could it be better? Yes. But it's a work in progress, and that's what, CrossFit's all about. Everything, or life itself, everything is a work in progress. You gotta more ups, less downs, always try to make your day 1% better than it was yesterday.
Gotcha. So for our survivors, looking toward the theme of tonight, high intensity training and strength, and we'll talk about the CrossFit model. Once that data became too, I would say, overpowering to ignore anymore, and when I finally recognized that I had to do some high intensity training and some strength training, I walked around the world trying to find a safe place. And I had missed on several bunch of gyms and a bunch of teachers and, coaches or whatever, and all very nice people, but very much more geared to coach or be interested in coaching the athlete, the better athlete, the young athlete, the you know, the college football player or the high school basketball player, and, you know, kind of throwing us like that scene from Animal House. There was, you know, Sidney Mohammed and Jagish, you know, going, and that was me. I was Jagish. So, you know, so I found, you know, Lori and Buddha down the street from work. And I said, I called Lori and I said, Lori, you know, let me come in and take a look. And I went in, and what I was really, I would say, enthralled with was all of the wonderful athletes that you have under your watch, and how welcoming they were. And the spirit of your gym is just so accepting, no matter what you look like, what level of fitness, whatever modifications you have. And I think that's why I wanted to talk to the survivors. You don't have to be an athlete to go to CrossFit or any gym that's worth their salt. You don't have to be, you know, a Swedish bikini model. You don't have to be, you know, a bodybuilder with a nine pack. You can be whoever you are. And I felt so good about it. I did about 2 years on and off. And when Angel hit his, I would say, Angel, I'll let you take it from here. But when you hit your nadir, or when you were at your low point, I sent you over to Buddha and to Lori for a quick facelift. Did you kind of feel the same way?
I did. You know, I was grateful that, you know, I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. And I was in the hospital with, as we all know, in your show, and of course mine, I have a problem with kidney stones. But I had gotten to the point where I really felt as if there was a needing of a change. And I was blessed, you know, with the ability to go into that place with, you know, you go in with the notion, everybody has that feeling of, okay, I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to go there. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do something different. And then you'd walk into a quote unquote gym and you walk in and everything is great. And then all of a sudden weeks go by and you just don't feel it. Well, I didn't get that here. I got something greater. I walked in to this family oriented facility, and the way I was approached, the way I was welcomed by everyone within the first workout, I knew almost everybody's name. I knew that I was part of something, and I didn't feel as if I had to earn that respect. I was given respect the minute I walked in. For those of you that don't know, this will be the first time I think I've shared this with them. I walked in there weighing almost 240, which is the highest weight I've ever had. I have dropped down almost 14 pounds. My blood work, which was half and half, has now been the best blood work I have ever had. I attribute to these two individuals, these two leaders, and to everyone that I'm working out with, because they can truly, and they will change your life. And for that, I'm grateful.
Great.
So,
back ahead, Buddha.
I'm sorry.
What Angel just said was, back in December, I did the same exact thing. I got my blood work done because I just wanted to see where I was, you know. And, you know, being a gym owner and also working another job, you kind of tend to, you know, forget what, you know, the important things of eating right, you know, or eating in moderation is another good term. And so I got my blood work, and I was with Laura yesterday. We were hiking, and my A1C back in December 30th was a 6.1. I was like, oh God. I was like, literally, like, I was worried. So I was like, my weight was 237. My cholesterol, and all my other biometrics were good. I had high blood pressure, and I was kind of like concerned. So I decided, you know, I kind of took a step back in the month of December, only because, you know, the amount of stuff that was going on, you know, outside, and, you know, that was going outside of my life, that I was like, you know what, let me take a break a little bit and, you know, take it easy a little bit on fitnessing, because there was a lot of injuries that I was just trying to heal from. And in January, I just started to, you know, go back a little by little. Like, I would CrossFit like maybe once or twice a week, but I would run or walk. I would just try to stay active as much as I could. But fast forward back to February, 2 months later, I took another blood test, and, you know, my A1C went back down to 5.6. So, and that was only because I started, you know, rebuilding my habits that I had in the past, to, you know, eating better, you know, cutting out a lot of the sweets. I mean, I still have them because, you know, you can't cut them out of your life. You have to have stuff in moderation. But, you know, I would eat a donut, donut would turn into eight, you know? So that was kind of like something where I would go overboard. So I had to be able to be smart enough to, like, you know, do stuff in moderation. But like a lot of people do struggle in time when they're like, you know, they go through this plateau, or they go to this place where they're like, oh, I can't do this anymore. You know, I don't see any change. The change does happen if you just, you know, stick with your habits. And you can see as yourself, Angel, you know, you started with us and you got your blood work done and everything started looking on the up for you.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes, guys, of actually the you know, the essence of CrossFit, the high intensity training and the strength. So Lori, first of all, what you guys provide at CrossFit, and as I said, this is not a CrossFit commercial. We don't get paid for this, although we are definitely open to graft and to, you know, to any sort of money you might want to throw to us. No, only kidding. But let's talk about, first of all, the atmosphere. So you and Buddha provide a family atmosphere, a team atmosphere in a safe place. We all feel very safe there. We're all cheered for. No one's left behind. Everyone, even if they finish their workout, will be cheering for you and making you feel great and motivating you. And let's face it, to do the two things that I'm asking our survivors to do, that is high intensity training, getting your heart rate up, you know, for 20 minute intervals, and then, you know, lifting damn weights over your head. That's not easy to do. So that acceptance and that support is wonderful. Second thing is I wanted you, Lori, to talk to us about safety, because the two things we're talking about have potential for catastrophe. And we have now, we're talking today to cancer survivors. So tell us about your training as coaches. I know you guys have been extensively trained, and how you can keep our survivors safe during these high intensity workouts and these strength workouts.
Okay. So one of the main part is we can only work within your capacity. So if you're working out and you're brand new to fitness, we don't give you the same level of workout that we'd give somebody who is very experienced or has built that work capacity for a long time. So we start out to prevent injury by not only modifying movements. So we're not going to put you on a pull-up bar and have you, you know, trying to do 100 pull-ups. Instead, we'll start you out with a modified movement like ring rows, and something that will slowly help increase your capacity to pull. And sometimes the ring rows take a long time, and you just, you know, we're patient about that. Everyone progresses at their own rate. We encourage people to stay in their own lane. So injuries also happen when you are looking at what somebody else is doing, and somebody else has a lot of weight on their bar, and you feel pressure to put that weight on your bar. And that's why we have coaches who don't allow that. So we only allow you to work within what we know your work capacity is. So it's really important that we get to know our athletes and that we know their goals. So if we know that somebody's a cancer survivor and that they might be struggling with, you know, side effects, or they might be struggling to just get strong again, we would never start them out using very heavy weights. We have PVC pipes, we have light kettlebells. And then as far as weightlifting goes, if we're lifting, we teach our athletes how to bail out of lifts, and how to safely drop weight. But we're pretty good at, you know, detecting if somebody is struggling with weight, or they're, let's just say they're arching their back too much in a strict press. To us, that's a cue. Pull the weight off the bar. It's not safe anymore. It needs to be, your lifts need to look perfect before you're allowed to progress.
Yeah. And I've always noticed that you limit the class sizes, and you guys are all over us. I mean, you know, Buddha, tell me about your training in order to be a coach for CrossFit.
Well, a lot of the training was, so in order to get your CrossFit level one, you'd have to take a 2-day seminar. Within the time, you took a test at the end to see how much knowledge you obtained, and then you get a passing grade. That's pretty much it. But the education never ends there. So you're constantly working with your other coaches who have a little bit more experience. They're also reading on other coaches and watching seminars that they do on YouTube or online. Sometimes they're live online. You can sit there and watch it to get more information. But it's like when we took our CrossFit Level 1, when you were done, the saying was that the education doesn't stop here. You continue your education as you go along. And in order to get that, you have to continue to coach, be more proactive, and be willing. And we tell, just like our members and just like ourselves, we have to be willing to be coachable. You know, Lori gives me feedback, you know, other coaches give me feedback, I give them feedback, and, you know, it's positive feedback because we want to make sure that everyone is getting the same care and love that Lori would give when she's not here, or I would give when I'm not here. So that's why it's important for us to making sure that safety is number one, is the biggest thing out of all of us. Yes. If you think about it like this, football, there's more injuries in football than there is in CrossFit. The only time you get hurt in CrossFit is because you did something stupid. And like what Lori would say is because you did something that you're not supposed to be doing. So that's why we're very, very, we're very, very on top of everything, making sure that everyone is doing everything safely.
Lori, what I'm also impressed about is the actual structure of a CrossFit class. So in my experience, you know, you should come in a couple of minutes early, do a little warm up, some stretching. That's your obligation, you know, as an athlete. From there, there is a warm up. There is a sort of a preparation for what you're going to be doing that day. You call it a WOD, and I'll have you talk about that. You actually then do a mini WOD to just kind of get your body motion going, getting ready for what you're going to do. Then there's the 20 minutes of hell of when you're actually doing that WOD, and it could be anything from, you know, running like a banshee to trying to do pull-ups to doing burpees and jump roping and all things that no one wants to do at 5:45 in the morning. And then you give us like 2 minutes to kind of get our heart rate down from 180 to maybe 140. And then you tell us that now we have to lift some weights. And then we go into that. And then you let us do yoga, and then you let us go outside and puke. So tell me, I thought I did a good job, but be a little more articulate with the CrossFit model.
Okay, so first of all, we purchase programming from CrossFit Mayhem, which is an industry leader, and all of the workouts are tested so that you don't overexert yourself and they're not overprogrammed. We start with a warm-up every day. The warm-up activates whatever we're going to be using. So if you're doing pull-ups, there might be scap activation. If you're using, let's say we're squatting, you'll have glute activation. So that'll be within the warm-up. And then we do a little WOD prep. Not only does it kind of help you figure out the flow of the workout, but it also helps us figure out if we're going to encounter people running into each other or people crashing in their bars and pull-ups.
If the movement's right for them.
And if we need to scale any movements. Warm-up's a great time. I always check in with the athletes to find out, like, hey, is there anything that's hurting today? Is there anything I should know about? How are you feeling today? And then we'll move to the workout. So the workout is usually between 8 and I'd say normally 16 minutes. Some days we have a longer workout.
There's never been an 8-minute warm-up, Lori. There has never been an 8-minute warm-up. So let's not tarnish this podcast with lies.
The workout's different every day. So, we try not to, or the programming isn't so that it's not designed so that you're doing pull-ups 3 days in a row. You're not hanging from a bar 3 days in a row. It really flows nicely between gymnastics and between weightlifting or between a cardio piece. And then we'll move to weightlifting. The reason we do weightlifting after our workout is because we are super warmed up. So you're warmed up, your adrenaline's flowing. We've seen more people hit PRs. We've seen fewer injuries. And then I do feelings group with my class. So with my class afterwards, we have feelings group and everyone complains about the workout and they stretch together. But it's kind of a nice way to end the workout and check in with everybody.
I love it. Buddha, clients with disabilities, cancer survivors, cancer struck home to you. So you understand it. You are, believe it or not, by definition, you're a survivor because of your dad. tell me, you know, if you know, a cancer survivor who's listening to this podcast who might live in our region might want to hit your gym up. They'll come in and they'll talk to you. You know, give me your thoughts on when they come in, you know, with maybe breast cancer, with a little lymphedema, head and neck cancer, maybe with a dry mouth and difficulty swallowing. They might have lung cancer and their capacity, their breathing capacity or exercise capacity might be diminished, or just someone who's completely deconditioned because of all the terrible things. You might have someone who's had chemotherapy and have neuropathy. So go into that a little bit.
So for myself, it was more of a way to get away what was going on. Like, you know, with what was going on with my father, it helped me. It helped a lot with stress. And, you know, when he was sick, the time that I had left with him, you know, I've always tried to make it a point to myself that I had to take care of myself first. Also my dad too. So being in this situation where, you know, exercise took a lot of the stress that was going on at home and also what was going on at my other job, I always felt being here for at least, you know, at least an hour a day would help me move forward. You know, to me, if I didn't have CrossFit, I probably went back to my ways of like, you know, living, you know, go back to like all the bad habits that I have, you know, like smoking or having a beer and stuff like that, or overeating. I didn't want to get into that phase again. So I just knew that being around people that I love more than I love would help me cope with a lot of stuff that was going on in my life. And, you know, being, you know, I don't really have like a ton of experience of having someone coming in, you know, like being a cancer survivor, like type of member. So if I was speaking from the outside, you know, from the outside, you know, in, you know, coming to us, I know that, you know, sometimes, you know, they get, you know, they're sick, they're depressed. Having people around you and making you feel that there's more to life than being sick helps, you know, because you have someone to talk to, you know, you meet new people. I mean, there's every member here has a friend, right? You know, Angel, you have a friend. Tom, you have a friend in this gym. And that's what every member in this gym meets someone that's going to help them impact their life somehow at that stage of their life. And, you know, when you get sick, you know, it's not over, you know, you have time, right? You have time to make the best of your life. And, you know, that's where, you know, the time that when my dad felt better and he started walking again, you know, trying to get some exercise in his body just so that he's not, you know, slumping around the house. But, you know, so that's what I always try to tell my dad, you know, no matter what, you have this, you have extra time, let's make the best out of it. So that's what I would tell someone that's, yeah. You know.
Buddha, that was so beautifully said. And I just want to say that in your gym are some amazing athletes. So there's Jordan, there's Abby, there's Nikki, there's John, there's all these amazing athletes. Your father was 10 million times tougher than any athlete that I ever met in your CrossFit gym. So, so I just want to let you know that. No offense to Abby and Jordan, Mikey and Johnny and everybody freaking else. And Katie and whatever. That's absolutely a true story. Getting to the end now, guys, I just wanted to kind of end with, Croc Nation, we're going to go do a podcast on a little bit more specific on the metrics. So when we talk about high intensity training and we talk about weightlifting, you know, we're talking about CrossFit, we're talking about all different things, Orange Theory, Peloton, you know, all of these different types of programs that are wonderful, I'm sure, in their own right. But I want to mention that what I also think is important about a very structured program like this is that I have the most beautiful home gym ever. It's gorgeous. It's nicer than Buddha and Lori's gym. I'm telling you right now. It's gorgeous. How much time I spend in there is like nothing.
Right.
So self-motivating is just a human nature, problem. I have a timer. I brought this, like whatever they had in their gym, I got. to make me think that like I was the greatest athlete. And I just look at it to find out what time it is, you know. But when I do it, which is very, very rare, my wife and I will do a 12, I will do 2 minutes off, you know, 2 minutes working out, 1 minute off, and we'll do that for 12 intervals like you guys do. It's not the same. You're not as motivated as if you have a class of people that are just really cheering for you. So that's another advantage to the CrossFit system. The only disconnect I know from the CrossFit gym, CrossFit Take Back, is you have all of these wonderful people and they really care about you. And then you have their children running around and they go into their little, you know, the kids' room and they watch their little videos. And you have all these people ready to work out. And then they basically give you a blue and red bandana and ask you what gang you want to be in, because then they play all of the rap music. So you're going to have to explain that to me, how the rap music in CrossFit, how that works.
Listen, I play country music in my classes. So maybe you're just in the wrong class. I've played Christmas carols before. I guess you just hit the vein of rap music over in the 545 class.
You have like when I joined the gym, I didn't get a switchblade. Where's my switchblade?
You haven't been here in a while, Tom.
That's a true story, Buddha. You're going to see me hopefully next Tuesday. Angel, I always give you the last word, and I want you to thank these two fine people for giving up their Friday night for us.
I will start off by saying that the music is high intense. I love it. But I also have a couple of years less than you there, Tom. But listen, even on any day, any type of music, I don't care if it's country, any type of loud music can motivate anyone. So if you walk in not liking rap, you'll love rap when it's over.
I agree.
Let me just put that out there. But you know, the greatest part of what I can do here on the Croc podcast is intervene and talk a little bit more on the spiritual side / the non-patient side. I have the honor of saying that I have become a member of this gym. I have not been around because I have been sick and I am looking to return back next week. With that being said, I did not know your story. I have only met you as my trainers and my leaders. I want to start off by saying this. As a person who comes in with the mentality of how long am I going to last because of past failures, I have never felt walking into this place that I would ever fail. I have felt nothing but compassion. I felt leadership and I felt the feeling of victory. In addition, I want to say the following. Your father, Buddha, definitely has a presence in that gym. I say that because when I walked into that gym, what you don't know, I've said to Dr. E, and now it really is a full circle, Tom, is I said there's some feeling of warmth, of love in that room that when I'm there, I feel as if somebody is sharing words with me. I've heard words in my mind. And when I was feeling as I was going to give up, I've heard a man's voice say, you cannot give up. This is where you belong. I don't know who that was, but I think I know who it is now. I'm such a stronger person because of this facility. And, you know, the hard part isn't getting your body in shape. The hard part is getting your mind in shape. And I feel that I've gone there. So let me conclude with this. I want to tell you to all the Croc Nation, when you join a membership, tell me the last time a membership would call you because you didn't show up. I got a phone call. I received a phone call, a text message asking me if I was okay. Do you know how that makes you feel? That makes you feel as if you were missed, that you're important and you're never forgotten. I have never forgotten that. I will not give up. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to say that I'm missed, but more importantly, thank you for not giving up on me. So for that, I wish you nothing but the very best, and I'm truly honored to be a member.
Thank you. The pleasure is ours. Thank you very much. It's very sweet.
Beautifully said, Angel, and it is a family, for God's sake. So what we're going to do, Angel, is Rod's going to put the CrossFit Take Back information on the website. So we're all hooked up. I have a feeling that you and I will be working with these people more in the future, maybe for doing something for cancer survivors. We could think up of a special class maybe for some beginners or some cancer survivors who might want to give it a try. Angel Santana, shout out to you. Have faith, let it begin. Thank you, my dear co-host, friend, brother, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Glad you're feeling better, bad. Glad you're on the mend. Glad you're back to CrossFit so you can get tortured next week. I will be there with you on Tuesday. Rod Freeman, have small biz up, Rod. You are the man. Thank you for doing everything for our survivors. To our friend John and Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your kindness and for your support of our podcast. And of course, the board of directors, who are going to be really pissed when they see we have a 45-minute podcast this week. But it was a great podcast, and I'm sorry, guys. We had to go over. And we're not cutting this at all. Sorry. And of course, lastly, to our cancer survivors, we love you guys. We respect you guys. We know your journey is hard. We know the road that you hoe is full of potholes and full of detours and full of hills and peaks and valleys, and we get it. And that's why we're here, to try to help you, give you options to make your life better, give you recommendations, give you ideas on how to make your life better. This exercise module is right what the doctor ordered. CrossFit, Peloton, whatever it is you want to do, just do it. Devote yourself to it. Find a safe place and do it safely. And I end this podcast today. We're going to end it on behalf of Angel, Lori, and Buddha. We love you guys. We wish you a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you.